Now, Phil Hendry, 1-800-449-8686.
Post-traumatic stress syndrome is a condition affecting veterans who've been in battle and have come home to suffer a variety of symptoms based upon the stress, the trauma that they endured during wartime battle. It used to be called battle fatigue. Before that, it was called shell shock, but today we know it as post-traumatic stress syndrome. We have with us Mr. Stephen Bozell from Corona, California, who has applied for workman's comp and has been denied workman's comp, even though you suffer from post-traumatic stress syndrome. And Mr. Bozell, welcome to the Phil Hendry Show.
Thank you, Phil. It's a great pleasure to be on your program. I've long been an admirer of your program.
Thank you. When did the symptoms first start for you?
Yes, sir. I applied for workman's comp. I've been fighting the state of California for several months now.
When did your symptoms start?
Well, I attended a fireworks display at Corona Community College on the football field they had last 4th of July, and at the time I thought it would be a very enjoyable experience. I went with my wife and with my two children. However, and here's where the state of California and I disagree on the wording of workman's comp law. I had, just prior to going to the fireworks display, I had watched two movies on the pay channel, HBO. And these films were Platoon and Saving Private Ryan, which is two movies about the war in Vietnam and the war in World War II. They were very realistic, as you might imagine. They were very frightening to watch. There was obviously the exploding bombs and guns were being shot in the movie. So that part I should have known. But still, I went to the fireworks display. I was okay for the first 5 minutes, but as the fireworks kept exploding, I began to sweat. My heart palpitated. I got headaches. I was getting scared. I felt my stomach upset. I had to go to the toilet, lest I lose my mud. My wife and my kid...
Now, not to interrupt you, Mr. Bozell, this is all happening during the fireworks display?
That is correct.
And this is following your viewing of two films, Platoon and Saving Private Ryan?
Yes, sir. My wife and my two children asked me what was wrong when we got back to the car, and because I could not go back in, I said I pretty near lost my mud from the explosions, and I went to the doctor, and that's when he said that I had post-traumatic stress syndrome.
Now... What war? I guess I see, forgive me for asking the question. Were you in a war?
Well, that's where the state of California and I disagree. They agree that I have some kind of mental problem, but they say that since I wasn't in a war technically, that I can't not get workman's comp for post disorder syndrome.
And well, what did you say?
Well, I believe that I was very much exposed to the horror of war when I watched Platoon and Saving Mr. Ryan, and they're making it out to make me look like, okay, they're making it out, and this is at the heart of what I'm saying. They're making it out to make me look like a pussy. And if you've ever seen Platoon and Saving Mr. Ryan, that is a very powerful experience. My wife and son have been laughing at me for 12 months.
Wait a minute. You haven't been in a war. You've never been in a war. You saw two films. Is that correct?
Well,
I mean, two admittedly powerful films, but they do not even come close to the real experience of being in a war.
Well, then you'll want to talk, Mr. Henry, to Don Niebert, who works at the local VFW hall, and he tells me that seeing Saving Mr. Ryan is very similar to being in a war, and that I have stress trauma.
And Is this Mr. Niebert a veteran of foreign wars?
He has catered many affairs at the VFW hall there. Yes, he is.
No, I didn't ask if he worked there. Is he a vet?
He is associated with the VFW, and that is my information. And,
well, just because he catered one of their parties doesn't mean he's qualified to say that you're a veteran because you saw a movie.
So
you know what I'm saying?
So what I need to know at this point in our interview process, sir, are you calling me a pussy?
Because I'm not saying anything of the sort.
Because if you're calling me a pussy, be advised my son and my daughter are listening right now.
No, I'm not calling you anything of the sort, sir. I'm saying I had you on the show with my belief was that you had fought in a war.
Don Niebert, who catered two events at the VFW, said Saving Mr. Ryan and Platoon, if you see those and you go to a fireworks display like I did, you'll lose your mud. And I I had, the doctor said I had the same symptoms.
So in other words, watching two war movies and then going to a fireworks display, what did the fireworks display do?
It would do what any veteran would have to go through. It reminded me of the bullets and everything that was exploding.
It reminded you of being in a war?
Reminded me of being in a war.
But not really being in a war. It reminded you of watching a movie.
I had post-trauma syndrome.
So let me ask you something.
Look.
I want to tell you, I frankly don't know that this is a program for kids to listen to right now, all right? And you say that your two kids are listening, so I would advise your children not to listen anymore.
Because you're calling me a pussy.
No, I'm not calling you that word. But I
want them to listen so they'll know their dad is not a pussy for losing his mud at the fireworks celebration. And then
you've used the phrase lose your mud now about six times. Are you talking about did you crap in your pants?
You want to rub it in, don't you?
No. Okay, so that's what that means. All right, let's.
And this is something that has troubled me all these months. We're talking about cars backfiring when somebody knocks on the door. I hope you never have the experience of hearing a knock on the door and diving under a kitchen table in front of your wife and your son and your daughter. I just hope you never have that experience.
Well, what does a knock on the door do?
It sounds like a gun. And I lost my mud.
You crapped in your pants.
Crap is not really the word for it. Crap is solid. So I think you know what I'm talking about. I think you know what I'm talking about.
Diarrhea.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
And you don't want your kids to think you're a pussy.
I am not a pussy, and I resent you using the word.
You brought the word up initially, and what you're saying is you went to a fireworks display, you heard the big explosions, and you crapped in your pants.
I am saying that I have post-traumatic stress disorder.
Well, the state of California is not paying you. They must disagree. 1-800-449-8686. Mr. Stephen Bozell. Ladies and gentlemen, I thought I had a guy on who had actually been through a war. This guy he'd watched two movies, Platoon and Saving Private Ryan.
You're going to want to talk to my doctor, Dr. Vernon Iyer, who very much believes it's post-traumatic stress syndrome.
All right, if you have a doctor's diagnosis on this, I find that very interesting. So he said that you can suffer post-traumatic stress syndrome from watching a couple of movies.
That is absolutely correct.
All right, who are you suing?
Well, you say that in a sarcastic way.
Now, come on, who are you suing? Because I know you must be suing somebody.
You assume that I'm suing someone.
Are you?
I am, yeah, but you assume...
All right, so who are you suing?
Well, right now I'm suing Blast Off Entertainment. They're the ones that provided the fireworks, and Corona Community College. Also directors Oliver Stone and Steven Spielberg. Also, my attorney is planning on suing the Haynes Corporation.
Now, I don't know, what do they make?
That is the underwear manufacturers.
You're suing the underwear manufacturer?
Yes, sir. I lost control of my bowels, and the Hanes underwear that I was wearing failed to keep it in. I'm also considering a lawsuit against the Del Taco Corporation for serving me food that came out as diarrhea. Otherwise, if it came out better, then the Hanes could have kept it in. Also, the Corona Community College Parking Administration, we had to walk a quarter of a mile away from the grandstand area, so as we walked back, there was a diarrhea trail leading behind me, and little kids laughed at me. Also, my wife, I was very distressed, and I needed a hug. She was not supportive of me.
You needed a hug? You probably smelled like crap.
She wasn't there for me. And
you're trailing diarrhea. I can't even believe we're talking about this. So you walked all the way back to your car after crapping in your pants.
Again, I would not call it crap, because crap's solid.
Well, you soiled yourself after hearing fireworks go off and your wife wouldn't hug you.
Your wife, your spouse, is supposed to be there for you. And
can you forgive her, though, sir, for not hugging you because you smelled like a toilet?
Well, I'll tell you this much, sir. A dog followed me all the way to the car, licking at my pant leg.
Okay, that's a dog.
And if you can get more love from a dog than your wife, mister... I guess you know who your friends are.
What do you hope to do, Steve?
I beg your pardon?
What do you hope to do? You want to sue all these people?
I want remuneration. I want monetary compensation. Because I was stressed on account of saving Mr. Ryan.
Saving Private Ryan.
Saving Private Ryan, yes, sir.
Hold on for a minute.
1-800-449-8686. This gentleman is in a battle with the state of California over workman's comp. They won't pay him for post-traumatic stress syndrome because they don't believe you can suffer post-traumatic stress syndrome from watching two war movies. He says he's got it. He's got a doctor to back him up. He watched a couple of war movies, went to see a fireworks celebration, and apparently lost control of his bowels and his underwear. He's planning on suing Blastoff Entertainment, Corona Community College, the Haynes Corporation, Del Taco, and the Parking Administration. This is what I mean. This is why I talk about the things that I talk when it comes to lawsuits. 1-800-449-8686, Phil Hendry Show.
And now more on the Phil Hendry Show.
If you go to see the movie Platoon, as I did that day before the fireworks celebration, you see they get shot at by the Viet Cong, and I was sitting there on the edge of my seat, and I thought, oh my God, oh my God. Later on that day, my son was playing with a Nerf dart pistol. I don't know if you've ever seen these, Mr. Hendry.
Yeah, our kids have got them. Like, they've got the little Nerf darts.
Yes, sir. And I saw him come around the corner with this thing, and even though it's a child, and even though it's a child doing childish things, you respond as if you're still in a war, like you see in Platoon, and God forgive me, but I backhanded him right across the face, and I dove for cover, because that's the instinct that you have if you've been in a war. Or, I mean, by being in a war, have you been sitting watching Platoon and you're being in the war in your mind?
You backhanded your son because he had a Nerf pistol because you thought he was the Viet Cong.
Because in that instant, my instinct was to protect my own life.
But you say you've got post-traumatic stress syndrome from...
I got a home theater system with surround sound. I had the volume up loud enough to full effect of the movie. I had it up to 11. Most of those channels will only go to 10. If you've ever seen Spinal Tap, they'll tell you to only go to 10. Mine goes up to 11. It was loud, scary, frightening.
All right, 1-800-449-8686. Steve Bozell, who wants workman's comp for post-traumatic stress syndrome, having seen Saving Private Ryan in Platoon. Danielle, you're on the Phil Hendry Show. Hello.
I cannot believe this. I am so sorry. But Pampers cannot hold all the baby stuff that they dish out. So how in the world are you going to sue Haynes? I mean, this is why people don't take other people serious when they have actual lawsuits, because they go overboard.
That's a good point. And all of the people that you're suing, Steve?
Let me just interrupt both of you, please, if I could. I was subjected to a humiliation I don't think any man should be subjected to. I saw two movies. I had no idea that they were so realistic living, like you were right there. Have you ever seen Saving Private Ryan, ma'am? Or
yes, but I mean, if you're stopping at that, then why don't you just sue the television company, too? I mean,
no,
if
ma'am,
you don't
no,
stop there.
No, ma'am. Well, I'll sue the director, and I'm embarrassed to say, yes, I did lose control of my bowels, but I think the Haynes underwear ought to be able to hold it in.
But the lady just said Pampers can't even hold in a baby's stuff.
I don't understand. Why not?
Oh, my God.
Is Pampers supposed to be to hold baby poo?
Yes, it's supposed. I mean,
okay,
but it doesn't. Accident
okay, then
happens.
I would sue them. Because the baby would
cotton
be...
Cotton and plastic pants. This is cotton and plastic Pampers.
Yes,
these
ma'am.
These are cotton drawers with holes in them. Okay,
these are
supposed to keep your stuff in the place. This is not supposed to keep everything else that you dish out in the place. That it would be different if you had on the pants, but you didn't have on something that's supposed
well,
to
ma'am,
be prepared for those outbreaks.
Forgive me, but I'm not about to put on no pair of diapers or any such nonsense.
Then you can't sue anybody else. You can't. The money, if you have post-traumatic stress syndrome, then you need to go see help. Money is not going to make it go away.
Well, but I did, and the doctor told me that he thought that I had that. And
well, what if you took that diagnosis of
of post-traumatic stress syndrome and went to the state of California.
I did, and they said that I have a mental problem.
Well, go see, if you can't get help at Charter, please get help somewhere. But you can't sit up there and try to say that this monitor is going to make your wife hug you, or this money is going to make any, the money is not going to make hands hold your front any different.
But why wouldn't she give me attention?
Nobody's going to, because then she's going to smell like it too. She's not suffering. That'll give her a whole new thing to suffer from.
You had just crapped in your pants, sir, okay?
That's correct.
What, your wife can't be expected to give you attention at that moment. Let me ask you something about this Hanes thing.
By the way, the Hanes underwear that I was wearing, and this might change the lady's opinion, were the BVDs. In other words, they were what traditionally called bun huggers or what have, or the briefs. Now, why
they're
won't
brief.
That keep... How come it all...
And if, look, they have holes in them.
You can't...
If I pee on myself,
yes,
it's going to go through.
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, so if you're letting out diarrhea, it's going to go through. It's in the
all the way down my leg? It went all the way down my leg and left a trail all the way back to the grand...
God, why do we got to talk about this?
Because this is pivotal and part of a lawsuit.
No,
I got humiliated. Why would you think it's funny? I got humiliated.
Okay, we got it.
I'm not thinking it's funny. I'm not laughing. I'm just saying it's the fact that you're trying to sue an underwear company because the underwear didn't do the job that the pants did.
Yes, underwear is not diapers is what we're saying.
All right, but I also... And bring it, well, the Hanes Corporation, but Del Taco.
Del Taco is a taco stand, right?
Yes, sir. I believe
you're free to eat wherever you want to
eat.
Ma'am,
I believe the California chili burrito that they served me come like it was diarrhea inducing.
Well, you know something? I think that's a cold shot to Del Taco, dude. Maybe you had a stomach intestinal problem or something.
Okay.
No, sir.
You never know how you're going to react.
If a show has strobe lights in it, there's a warning before the show for people that have seizures. The fireworks company should have provided Depends or any kind of reinforced diaper for people with post...
You know what? It's people like you to get people to actually have a problem, bad name.
Ma'am,
you're walking around looking for an easy way to get money.
You're telling me you don't think you should be allowed at least the option of a diaper before you go see fireworks. That's what you're seriously telling me?
I am seriously telling you, these people, I mean, there's churches, there's any kind of other place. Now, if my baby has on her nice Easter suit, the church is not going to provide a pamper just in case she has an accident. So
why would she have an accident at Easter time?
She's in church.
Like, if she saw a giant rabbit, she might squirt her britches?
If it's not bad enough.
What? What are you talking about, dude?
I'm saying the lady said her child...
No, I heard what the lady said. Are you saying the little baby sees a giant rabbit, so she craps in her diapers?
Yes,
but
sir.
She's not suffering from post-traumatic syndrome from watching Peter Cottontail.
No, but ma'am, if a small child, and I don't know if you've ever been to Disneyland or to the Associated Parks of Disney World or Euro Disney, when the little tiny children see Chip and Dale or any of those big-headed mascots, they cry and they cry again.
Dude, and
you've
seen it, Mr. Henry.
Well, he's right about that. I've seen little kids cry when they see those mascots, okay? But that's
right.
Just because they're weird-looking.
Okay, so why can't I crap my britches if I see hear the Star Spangled Banner?
But are you going to sue Disneyland because your child cried for seeing that mascot?
If it's a big-headed dwarf, you bet.
Oh, my God.
Dude, you got yourself a long road to hold. Thank you for calling, Danielle. Here is Al on the Phil Henry Show. Hello.
Yes, hello.
Yes, sir.
Yeah. I just want to try to tell this guy. I mean, I've been listening to this guy, and he just make me see.
Hey, listen, let me tell you something. I'm an American citizen.
Let me tell you something, man. I'm a Navy veteran. I was in the war.
What war?
I was in Nicaragua, Honduras, Panama. And I saw a 12- and 13-year-old kid get the hell blown away. Yeah? And that thing, you know, I deal with it, you know.
Well, don't you ever crap.
Listen, I don't try to leave out of the government. I don't try to be in a leech.
Okay.
Why don't you get a job?
Hey, Al, hold on. Al, I want you to hold on through the break. Al, hold on through the break. We'll have you right back, okay? Got to take a break, all right?
Oh, man.
Just hold the line, okay?
All right.
All right, hold on. That guy's really upset. He even told me to shut up. Which I don't blame him necessarily. 1-800-449-8686. Phil Henry Show.
1-800-449-8686. The Phil Hendry Show is back.
Stephen Bozell is suing Hanes Underwear and the fireworks company and Corona Community College. He watched Saving Private Ryan and Platoon and then saw a fireworks display last year on the 4th of July and crapped in his pants, and Del Taco served him the food that made him crap his pants. And that's, and you feel you have post-traumatic stress syndrome. And,
I resent being told I feel a doctor told
you. A doctor told you. I understand that. Here is Edward on the Phil Hendry Show. Hello.
Yes, sir. How you doing?
Good. Tonight? Go ahead.
Sir, yes, I want to tell this man, sir, you are insulting. There is no question. The host got you marked and pegged you as a crude fella at start. Now I'm going to tell you, you're insulting a man like my dad, who was World War II veteran.
I never did nothing. I honor the World War II veteran. I know what he went through on account of I seen Saving Mr. Ryan.
You don't know what my dad went through. None of them. I had an uncle in Korea, too. You don't know what they went through sitting in some kind of movie theater. You've got
some. I've seen it on the
pay-per-view.
I've seen it on HBO.
You seen what on HBO?
I've seen Saving Mr. Ryan and Platoon.
You got some guts, mister, to seriously, I'm serious to tell you, you've got some guts to go against American veterans. You're trying
no,
to
sir, I'm not going against American veterans. I'm saying that I understand what they all went through on account of I seen the movie theater, and I also had diarrhea.
The host told you was crude man,
right.
And you're very crude. But I'm going to tell you, my dad was in south of England in 1944, and the crate, when it come down, it was why he could not be on the D-Day invasion. But he stood there.
When a crate came down?
He was on the loading when they was loading up them landing ships.
Yeah.
And Mr. General Eisenhower was even on the same.
Have you ever seen Pontoon?
Pontoon?
Yes, sir.
Dad was not. What's a pont? A who?
Have you seen the movie Pontoon?
What do you mean,
pont?
It's called Platoon.
It's called Platoon. You're saying you're a World War II hero, and you don't even know it's a movie.
I didn't say I'm a hero. I said that I seen that movie, and I lost my mud.
You lost your mud in Pontoon?
Well,
you don't even know the name of the movie, mister.
Let me tell you what. There's a movie that come out not too long ago, and a man said, do you like the smell of napalm in the morning?
Well,
and
I'll tell you
what. I think you know
what
I mean by that.
Yeah, I know what you mean by saying Pontoon, because you can't even get the movie right, and you're going to say that you can identify. That was about Vietnam.
No, yes, sir.
And you can't even identify with Vietnam.
No, okay.
Because you can't even get the movie correct. You just don't want to work. It's your thing.
Are you trying to scam the state of California?
It certainly is.
I told you that my son and daughter were listening to this, and you're trying to. Both of you guys are trying to call me a pussy.
Hey, you're talking that crude talk, and you got your children listening to this thing?
No, I'm just saying I ain't no pussy, and my son, you trying to make me be a pussy?
Listen to your words, mister.
What did I do?
You've insulted veterans. You're talking crude. You've got children listening. They should be watching cartoons now or sleeping.
My children love their daddy, and
they love you, and knowing you're not even a World War II, and you're trying to capitalize on veterans.
I ain't disrespecting your daddy. If you say that he was on the Saving Mr. Ryan or whatever they did,
that was called
Private Ryan, and Dad told me about World War II
D-Day.
When I was a kid.
He was a D-Day.
Your
it was on
D-Day,
D-Day, almost D-Day.
Well, let me tell you something, sir, and I'm not trying to be funny, but when I seen them fireworks, it was D-Day.
You're a crazy man. You're insulting, and you're crazy.
Yes.
You don't want to. What do you probably work at a gasoline station or something, or flip hamburgers, and you don't want to do that kind of work no more. And you're going to take people like my daddy and other. My uncle was in Korea,
and you're going
to capitalize on their sacrifice. Dad busted his leg in World War II.
What year was your uncle in Korea?
It was in 1950 or 51. What I wasn't
well,
even
hell,
born.
That war didn't break out till like 1968 or something.
Bull crap.
That's
Vietnam.
He was in Korea. I got a picture of my uncle in Korea.
Korea was like in the 19th century or some deal.
It was
1950 when MacArthur had the troops.
Who?
Yes,
MacArthur.
Sir. The host knows, mister.
I'm not familiar with him.
The host knows.
You don't know who General Douglas MacArthur is?
I believe I've heard of him.
And you're talking about you can identify with World War II and Korea and veterans. You don't even know Douglas MacArthur?
Well, sir.
He come ashore at the Philippines.
Sir, I will tell you this.
He come ashore at Philippines.
I took my son's little baseball team to play paintball 2 months ago.
Baseball or baseball?
We went play paintball. And when we started playing, I freaked out and hid in the fetal position while 23 8-year-olds pelted me with paintballs.
Oh,
and
man.
Okay, now I know you're going to laugh, but let me tell you, you don't know fear.
Man, you've got to lie down somewhere and be pelted with some doctor. And
wait a minute, man. Are you saying, what are you saying? You got post-traumatic stress syndrome from being hit with paintballs?
Have you ever let a 23 8-year-old's?
I had a kid throw a water balloon at me once. It didn't put me down in no fetal position. It didn't knock me to the turf. I got up and went to work the next day, which is what you don't want to do.
Okay, so you're calling me a pussy, is that right?
No, because your children is listening. You put me on the hold button, and I will call you that, and my dad will call
you
that.
I will tell
you
this. So
if you come out here, and I'd call you.
I just want to be clear. You got hit by paintballs.
That's what he said.
I'll tell you what, them paintballs hurt.
A bullet hurts, mister. A bullet hurts, like my uncle had almost come at him in Korea.
Do you think a bullet hurts worse than a paintball?
Of course it does. It depends on what it hits.
Of course it does. But you can imagine how bad a bullet feels when you get hit by a paintball.
You can't even identify with paint splattering up against your body compared to like a .22 caliber bullet or something. I got a BB hit on me once.
Yeah.
But I don't say I'm going to relate to my dad going having a crate fall on him in England or my uncle had a bullet come at him in Korea.
Well, wait a second. Some guys get shot. You're saying someone dropped a box on your daddy?
Yes, he was getting on the landing.
Well, what's that all about?
Mr. Eisenhower had inspected the troops.
Is that like getting hit with a bullet?
What?
No, I don't think it is.
But it broke Dad's leg. It busted it up. He got a hobble leg out of that war.
So he come back to America, and they go, what happened to you? A box
but
fell on
me. But my dad was in the war.
That's right. He was there.
He was boxing on the boob tube.
Well, sir,
my dad was at least in the war.
Have you ever taken a paintball right off the gonad sack? I think you'd be thinking
differently. Your children
right
are listening. Keep talking.
That's right. Keep talking with your kids listening.
Keep talking that, mister.
He didn't. I'll tell you what right now. Who do you think
I'll sue you, mister.
Sue me? Who do you think would deserve a purple heart?
The sue you.
Who do you think would deserve a purple heart? Your daddy for getting a box on him or me for taking a paintball?
He would have been sailing across there with Mr. General Bradley. I know about the D-Day because Dad didn't talk
to him. I've seen General Bradley.
The movie, too.
Because I've seen that movie, Patton, and General Bradley was played by Carl Malden, too.
I don't know.
Whatever.
What's that?
I don't know which ones was in, or Eddie Albert was in one of the movies.
Eddie Albert.
On Green Acres.
My dad
was a veteran.
Was Green Acres. Now, George C. Scott was in Green Acres, wasn't he?
George C. Scott
was not
in Green Acres. That was Eddie Albert, sir.
Eddie Albert.
You don't even know what you're talking about.
You know, you're on here. You want to sue the state of California. You want to sue Del Taco. You want to sue Haynes.
Crazy.
I lost my mud.
You lost your mind in your pants.
I did not.
You lost your mind, buddy.
Well, you tell me I lost my mind
out
my backside? Is that what you're saying?
Your brain slipped out, buddy.
I'm sorry
your children are hearing this,
but their daddy's
brains is gone.
I'll tell you, imagine you look up from a foxhole and you see 23 8-year-old children. Yes, they're children. Yes, sir,
My uncle was in Korea in a foxhole, mister, and he don't have no paintball, 23 kids. Oh, yeah.
After those movies, I know all about General Patton.
Why don't you come on down to my home?
Do what?
You talk to my daddy. My uncle's gone now. But we'll go on out in the woods back there. You talk to my dad and tell him you want to play some war games.
Go out in the woods and do what?
My dad's got the hobble leg, and he can still whoop you.
Go out in the woods, he might want to give me the gobnobble.
My dad was born in 1925. He could whoop you up with your paintballs.
I don't think
Some guy
ain't got sense enough to stay out of the way of a box.
You
going to whoop on me?
Is he looking up in the sky, or is he trying to get on a landing ship, dummy?
You're the dumbass who's suing people because you lost your mud at a fireworks demonstration.
My dad didn't try to sue one.
I don't know about this gentleman's father, but Mr. Henry, you talk to me straight. That I'll kick your ass six ways to sunset.
You gonna do that to me?
No, I'm the host of the radio talk show program.
Hey, I'll join the host and coming at you, mister.
Hey,
because he knows what he's talking about.
Come at me. Come on. Let's go.
Why don't you come on down here with the guy
who's got post-traumatic stress syndrome. You sure you want to get into a fight? You might crap in your pants.
That's right.
Okay, that's dirty pool.
That's right.
That's dirty pool. You know I'm under treatment.
You need
the
foxhole to go into, buddy, because that's how big it's going to come out on you.
I'll tell you what, mister, and I'll tell both of you. You don't know combat until crap runs down your leg.
You don't even know combat. You don't know nothing. You don't even know the name of the movies, and you got Eddie C. Albert in Green Acres.
No, Eddie Albert's in Green Acres, and George C. Scott was in Pontoon. I don't know.
He was not in Pontoon.
He was in
Patton.
All right.
Well,
You don't even know. You know what? You're going to sue and get that money, and you're the kind of guy that's running down America, and the veterans who died for this country is going to have to suffer because of people like you.
Hold on, Edward. Hey, Steve.
Yeah?
Bang, bang.
God damn you. God damn you
good,
to hell.
Okay, look at that.
Mr. Phil Henry.
He freaked out. Good. Okay, thanks a lot. 1-800-449-8686. Phil Henry Show.
The Phil Henry Show is back.
Hi, this is Comb Over Boy, and I steal all my material from Opie and Anthony. Thanks for listening.
Okay, thanks, Tubby Tom. 1-800-449-8686, Phil Henry Show. And, by the way, President Bush, I noticed the approval ratings at 50%. President Bush started, I believe, his tenure with us around 62%, and approval ratings, I suppose, are like television ratings, radio ratings. They go up, they go down. But I will say that this is a guy who, and I don't, I believe I am consistent, you know, anytime I speak politically on the show, which is very, very rare, I think I'm a pretty consistent guy. I mean, got nothing against this guy. I'm not a mean person. I don't want to attack the guy in a personal way, but hasn't this cat been president for a while and we're just sort of going along ignoring him? That's the best way I can. In other words, he's not necessarily screwing anything up, but he's the least inspiring president I think this country has had in maybe decades. 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 I've never seen a guy sit in the White House and be such a non-entity, a drop on a slide, like this guy. Is he a bad man? No. Is he a good father? I'm sure he is. Great husband? You bet. We're talking about being president, though. You see what I'm saying? See, some people say, oh, what a mean, nasty ass you are, Phil, because look at you going per... This is the presidency of the United States last time I checked. Could somebody correct me on that? Because I may be way out of... This is like a big job. And the bullseye's huge. And the commentary on what you do, the job you do, is going to be pretty frequent. It's going to be like daily, hourly, by the minute. People are going to be looking at you. They're going to have a straw up your rear end staring up that thing. They'll put a microscope up there. So unfortunately or fortunately, people are going to see what you're doing. Now, he may be doing all kinds of things. He may not be doing all kinds of things. I'm sure that if I spoke to people that voted for Bush, they would say what is now the ad nauseum hominem, which is something along the lines of, doing better than Clinton. Yes, I got it. And maybe he's doing all kinds of stuff that is going to make this one of the greatest nations that the world has ever seen well into the next century. I don't know, but what I'm telling you right now, where this guy is dropping the ball, is the job that every president is supposed to do. He's supposed to inspire people. He is supposed to get people jazzed. He's supposed to get women, all, like, excited. He's supposed to make men contemplate maybe walking on the wild side. He's supposed to be a man for all seasons. He's supposed to be a guy that everybody just gets gaga and goo-goo over. Guys that you either hate or that you either love. Inspire passion. This guy ain't doing none of that because he's got a 50% approval rating, which basically means everybody's sort of ignoring him. Never seen anything like this before in my life. Never. All the presidents since I was a kid. First president when I was a kid was Eisenhower. And I was like 5 years old, and I actually said this to my mother. I said, hey, Mom. She said, yeah. Isn't it true that all the presidents are supposed to be born in America? And she said, yes. I said, where was President Eisenhower born? She goes, Texas. I said, well, that's not America. And I believe, that's when I was five, I thought America was California. I thought that was our country, and Texas was like Japan or something. And many of you, I'm sure, probably still think that it is in, or maybe Vietnam. But Texas is a fine place, but we're just curious as to whether we think it's in America or not. No, it's fine. And then, oh, you mean I got to stop talking? And then we had a president by the name of, you want to hear a flashback? Ah, screw it. We'll play the flashback later. Then we had Kennedy. Well, he got shot. That goes to show just how much passion that, you know, if you figure if you get assassinated, somebody's pissed off somewhere, which is not necessarily good, but that also means that equal numbers of people probably love you. Then there was Johnson. And then there was Nixon. Was there ever a more polarizing guy than Nixon? Then there was even Ford falling down, whip inflation now, the debates with Carter. Even Ford was a lightning rod. Carter, that poor befuddled guy, good man, but it's still, people really had strong opinions about him. Then Reagan, Jesus, they're still talking about him. He doesn't know it, but they're still talking about him. Bush, Gulf War, not going to do it, wouldn't be, all that bull crap. Clinton, I mean, people hated his guts. I never saw a guy hated more since Kennedy than Clinton. So Clinton succeeded, at least in that regard, in comparing himself to Kennedy. They hated his guts like they wanted to kill him. That's how bad, that's how much Clinton, you know, drew the passions out of people. Jerry Falwell wanted to kill Bill Clinton. Now, we all know that Falwell is a piece of garbage, and he goes long back in that regard. But actually, like, intimate that Clinton ought to die? And then we have George W., this sort of befuddled father. His daughter's laying on a beach down in Texas somewhere. I don't know what they're in Mexico. They're doing shots. He just sort of goes out on a golf course, and then a Secret Service man moves him along into a golf cart, and then he gets out of the helicopter. You know what? Every time I see this guy, it looks like someone's trying to move him very quickly somewhere else. Do you ever notice that? Bush never stops. Yeah, what do you guys want? He always, someone's trying to move him. Okay, that's great, Mr. President. Let's just go. Hi, boys. Oh, Jesus, I got to go now. Hey, Mr. President. Well, I want to say this about, Mr. He can't talk right now. He's got to put his bow tie on. Will you shut up?
I just thought I told you not to say anything. Well, hell, I'm the president of the United States. I don't give a crap. Shut up.
He looks like he's always rapidly being moved one place to the next. And boring? Oh, man. This guy, he couldn't sell the P word on a troop ship. He is uninspiring. He is uninteresting. He seems to have a plan. Nobody can understand it. And that's something you have to do. You got to make it clear. I don't care if I disagree with it, fine. I could hate it. But you got to make it clear. You got to be clear as to what it is you're trying to do and what it is you're trying to say. And you really got to mobilize people. And it's like he's uninspired. He's uninteresting, man. He's like an infomercial. He's, well, I guess there's nothing else on. Let's go ahead. There's no other president. I guess we'll tune into this one. That's Bush. I think he needs to go down to the Texas or wherever the hell his daughters were and start drinking. Where were they getting plowed anyway? Wasn't that? Oh, in Austin. Go down there and have a couple of belts. Start drinking again. Something. All right, but anyway, I think he's probably a swell guy. By the way, polls show that Americans prefer domestic beer. Americans prefer Budweiser and Busch and Coors over such stale-tasting, bland offerings as Newcastle Brown Ale or Heineken, showing once again what taste we have. We'd rather drink piss than something substantial. All right. Way to go. Well, that's good. You guys keep drinking that Bud. That leaves all the Newcastle to me and Schaefer. Swell. Great taste. Way to go. We're on the air here, pal. The guy wants to come in here and start vacuuming, and we're not even, you know, into our news break. Phil Hendry's show. The light means don't come in. Comprendo.